Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to wake up. Tap into your deepest soul connection and awaken what is possible in your life. I'm Angel, the belly dancing medium, and your soul journey medium. I believe that each of us has the ability to access the divine connection and can become whatever it is we wish to become. Join me today for a fun and energetic hour of connection where we will gain inspiration, clarity, and a little push towards the path to the divine soul purpose. Callers are welcome, and I'm always available for readings. So come on in, relax, and allow me to be your spiritual wake-up call.
Oh my goodness. Hello, everybody. Good evening. It has been a while since I have been on the air. So exciting. Every time that music comes on, I do my little dance and I sit in my chair and I think about all the really cool things that are happening right now. And it is kind of crazy. It's crazy, but it's wondrous. It's a combination of the two. I hope everybody is having a fantastic evening and a fantastic time. My name is Angel. Angel Thacker. You can find me online at angelthackermedium.com. I am a practicing medium channel and an intuitive life coach. I've been doing what I do for, oh my goodness, about 30 years. Recently, I've been recovering from my own personal loss and have been kind of wrestling through the process of managing my life, managing my loved ones and my family, and managing my own process, and have been having a hard time kind of getting back into broadcasting. So I miss you guys. So there's a lot of people here tonight. So I want you to know it is Halloween week and we're going to have a good time tonight. My theme this evening is going to be not just connecting to spirit. I want to talk about the ways in which our loved ones come around us to support us. And some of you have questions, and I'll get to the questions and we can talk about that as well. But most important thing I want to tap into tonight is, how are you doing with your process of engaging with your loved ones or whomever it is that you may have hanging out with you in your household if you're in a space with lots of fun spiritual activity? Before we get started, I want to start by clearing the space, welcome you guys into this wonder space that we have here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the program. Thank you so much for making yourselves available to be in my space for this fabulous evening. And thank you for being open to experience whatever we're going to experience tonight. We ask that our guides, the angels, the Ascended Masters and the Divine be present to give us guidance and to give us protection and to give us only light, and that we are able to hear what is useful and not that which will hurt us. And with that, I say thank you. So the first thing we're going to do is just take a caller. How about we just play and take a caller? So I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller. Good evening. You are on the air with Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Sharon. It's actually the first time I've called in.
Oh, welcome. Woo!
You said you haven't been out a while. Well, hi.
Well, thank you for calling in and thank you for sharing the time with us today. What caused you to call in? What motivated you to make this the day to call in?
Listening to the bio and sleeping by now, I have a life question, I guess.
Oh. Well, I'm intrigued. I would like to hear your question. What can I do for you?
Yeah, everyone's living, so I don't know if anybody's ever in my house, like you said. I don't know. But I know. I have a career question. I passed my exam at work. I've been there a year now. And I was wondering what you see coming up for me in like the next 90 days there. I know that last week they laid off 5 people. Oh, my. And I'm just hoping I'm not going to be one of them that gets laid off.
No. So where are you calling from, by the way?
Ohio.
Ohio.
I couldn't believe they laid these people off. They were there longer than me. But go on.
So I'm happy to answer that question for you and see what we can get for you. That's an easy easy thing to kind of look at. The first thing that I get when I look at your energy is that I have children around you, kind of like little cherub and angels kind of around your energy. You have a very playful energy, and that's because have mm-hmm. you have children around you all the time, like tickling you. So that's just your energy. So you are not going to be in a situation where you're not prosperous. It's almost like you were put here to learn the things that you needed to learn to move forward to where your ultimate goal will be. So I don't see anything coming to an end anytime soon, but I also don't see this being where you're going to be. They're going through some things that are, you know, they're not finished. It looks like they've still got some adjustments to do in their process. But at the end of it, there's two things that are coming to you. One is peace and the other is prosperity. So you're getting those two messages that you're going to have prosperity. You're going to be at peace. And a lot of it is the children. It's almost like the, you know, the law of energy. You give energy and you get energy. You get energy because you give energy. It's like your presence is there to uplift during this time. And the reward is the learning that you're getting and the experience you're getting that you're going to use to propel you to something else. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm getting. So 90
there's
days.
There's so much to learn. Yeah. Go on. Yeah. There's so much to learn there. And you're absolutely right. I do bring people up.
90 days. I see you there in 60 to 90 days, but I don't see you there in 6 months.
Wow.
And it's your step. You are going to take a step to someplace else. That's what I see. So be a sponge, learn what there is to learn. And that energy, that's the first message that I got for you was the energy, that childlike, wonderful, giggly, cheerful. That's what you bring to that space. And that's what they need right now. And
interesting. Now, it's a huge company. Do you think it could be in another office? Do you think I'm going to leave the company? Another department, I mean, or is that hard
I just
to say?
I saw you leaving. So, so just know something. I tell this to people all the time. You know, the keeper of your destiny is yourself.
I know.
And
you're right.
So you get to choose and do whatever it is that you want to do. But there's something else out there, more grand and more kind of auspicious, that you have a desire to complete. And this is a stepping stone to that. So whether you're here in 2 months, you're here in 2 years, it's up to you. If you're going to pursue this other process, interestingly, I feel children, I feel books. You know, there's another process that you want to engage in. And this is on the way to that process. So it's up to you. It's up to you. It's not, you know, you can sit and you can make it happen. And it's not a bad thing. You will have prosperity, you'll be joyous, you'll be there, but it'll just delay the inevitable. So think about what you want to do. Know that you're not in jeopardy. You have value, and just learn. Be a student. Be a forever student. Walk into work every single day, ready to learn, and you'll be good to go. Sound good?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a fantastic evening. Journey over to my website after the show. I have a gift for everybody, but it's not posted yet, so you have to wait till I get you guys.
You're so funny.
I try to be. Life is too short to be too serious. But, you know, Sharon, I'm so grateful that you called, and I wish you luck. Let me know how everything goes, all right?
Thank you. Have a nice evening.
You too. Bye-bye now. What a fabulous call to start the evening off with. And so for those of you who are listening, one of the things I like to point out when I do a program is that a lot of times the messages that we receive when we're in a collective is not just for the person that is being given the message to. That's how the divine energy works. That's how the universe works, is you're often called in to a specific situation because you have the same need and the same support system need that the person being spoken to may have. It's kind of funny. If you've ever been in a classroom or ever been in a service or ever been anywhere in an inspirational lecture, anywhere where the person is speaking, you know, a preacher doing his sermon, and it just at that moment, that person is speaking to you. It happens to me often. I'll turn the TV on and I'll turn on something and there'll be somebody just magically program interruption and somebody is speaking And those are the signals, those are the signs, but those are the messages. So if you hear something when somebody's on the phone with me and they get a message, you're like, oh, that's a point of clarity for me. Take it, accept it, and hear it, because it probably is a point of clarity for you. So I'm going to take the next caller, if I can get my computer to do what I ask it to
Hello.
Do. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Thank you for holding.
You're speaking with Evelyn.
Evelyn, where are you calling from, Evelyn?
I'm calling from California as well.
What part of California?
The Central Valley.
Central Valley. I'm up here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and all I smell is smoke. We've got some fires going on up here, man.
I know, right? Basically, fires in the north and fires in the south.
Yep.
Right now, we're in the valley. We're in the middle.
Right in the middle. Washington, they're like, which one's coming? Right? Well, and fire is
happening.
Fire is
and
very, very toxic. Go ahead.
And it happened about 10 months ago. So it's like, it seems like we're having too many fires.
Well, you know, we've got some challenges here in the state. And, you know, if we don't clear and cleanse ourselves, the Mother Earth will do it for us. So that's kind of what we're dealing with. We just want to be, different, right? And so fire is not destructive. Fire is cleansing. We are just in the middle of Mother Nature with our stuff. And we got a lot of work to do. If the best thing I can tell people is, you know, look at our politicians, then you can see all the work that we have to do around our stuff, and it'll ease up as we grow and evolve. But the pain that we have to go through, you know, like, it's really bad up here where I'm at with the wine country and the valley and everything. We just have some learning to do.
I'm
close to it, but not quite there. So I'm not, you know, my power's not out, and I'm not having to evacuate. But I'm waiting to hear, in case it does happen. But it kind of is what it is. So nothing is more important than life. Just take a deep breath,
definitely.
And if you have to walk away from your stuff, walk away from your stuff. God will give you new stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's true. Material things are replaceable. Human life isn't.
What can you get some help with today? What can I help you with today? Or do you have a story to share with us?
Well, I don't have necessarily a story, but I am 37 and I don't have children, and that's something that has been on my mind. I'm like, am I going to find my companion, my life partner, the man I choose to be with and have children? It seems like the men I've dated have always been in love with their exes or not available. And I don't know if subconsciously I've been looking for men like that because I wasn't ready, because I lost the love of my life. And I was just making connections. So I think subconsciously I was probably looking for men who weren't available because I wasn't available. But now I am. He passed away 6 years ago, and I think I'm ready. I mean, the clock is ticking. You know, if I do want to become a mother, I don't want to wait until I'm 40. And be told that I can't or I'm not able
Understood.
To.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And then I just noticed irregularities with my body already. I'm like, oh no, I'm just kind of afraid because my body hasn't been, the menstrual cycles haven't been regular anymore like they used to, but I don't know if it's stress or age or what's going on. So
Evelyn, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath,
okay.
Deep, like in and out, and just release and slow down. Okay. So I want you to take a moment and acknowledge yourself, because losing someone is real. That's not something that just goes away. It's real, and you're absolutely right. If you look at this person, and here's this person in front of you, and you qualify them as the love of your life, and it feels very strong, that's a paralyzing experience, right? So this person is gone. It has transitioned into the other side, and now you're healing from that. And so this isn't about, you know, when you can have children, because you will have children. If Abraham's wife could have children, you can have children. So I don't want you to stress on that. But, you know, when you're ready, it will happen. You said something that was very true. I always have my little deck here, and I didn't have to do anything. Your energy just came right across. You were definitely not ready, and you were pulling people to you specifically that weren't the ones, so that you would have the reason to say, oh, that's see, look at him. I'm not that guy. And so it's like you couldn't take ownership of it. You were like making it them. So you purposely for people that you could look at and say, ah, see, that guy, he's not the one. So you're over that phase now. But you're almost doing the same thing. So now you're ready, but now you're looking at yourself. You're like, oh, now my periods are doing stuff and this is happening. Maybe take a deep breath and just what was your departed's name? His first name.
Joe.
Okay, so we're gonna take Joe. And we're going to do something really quick. This is an exercise I would like you to consider. Just really quick, take a deep breath and just kind of ground yourself. Say, engage with Joe. However you would call out to him, say, hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, what do you know? Sorry. Hey, Joe, are you with me? And do that every day and let him help you heal your heart. And then a day, 2 days, 3 days, usually 7 days is the maximum amount of time I ask people to do this, because I don't want you to get caught in a space where that's the only person you're talking to because he is departed. Say, I really, really would like for you to bring me someone to love.
But they love me back.
That will love you back. Well, all the so you get to add all the good stuff. Someone to love you back. All the and be very specific. Don't hold back. You can journal that. Like, what do you want? What does it look like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? How all of that. You know, as much as how strong, how passionate, what are the likes or dislikes. Be very clear when you're putting in your shopping order to the divine. Tell them everything that you want. Okay. Don't hold back. Okay. And ask. To introduce, because I like being introduced to your love by the person that was here, always kind of makes it okay, because that's what feels like you need. The second part is there's nothing wrong. I don't see anything wrong. What I see is a combination of two things. Just what it looks like as you get to a certain age, it just starts to get a little inconsistent. There there is a little stress. Doesn't feel like it's stress that you need to be concerned about, going to the doctor. Is it something that you could manage with some checking in, some meditation or groundings, just whatever you need to do every day to kind of get you in a specific space. But the other piece is, what are you guys saying there? So it's not medical. It's more metaphysical. It's like you are... you need to adjust some of your. Do you take birth control?
No, I've never been on birth control in my life.
Never had no hormones or anything like that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so then you need to definitely look at how you balance yourself every day, because you're just a little, just feels like a little off. You could probably balance it with some homeopathic remedies, some things. Just you want to look at.
I'm thinking about doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to look
it's your hormones just kind of a little off balance. Once you get that kind of back into balance and get back into the flow, you'll be all right. And get out there and have some fun. Do some fun stuff. Take a belly dance class. Just have some fun so that you can start feeling more in your sensual you space. Because you need to love yourself more. You need to love yourself. Ridiculous love. Love, like you want somebody to love you, because it's been a while since you have.
I'm my hardest critic. It's crazy. I could see the beauty in every woman, but except for my own. I'm so hard. Like, I can't even take a compliment. If someone, and I've noticed that, so now I'm analyzing myself. If someone says, oh, you look pretty today, I'm like, oh, it's probably the shirt.
Ah.
Or I'm quick to, like, dismiss it. I'm quick to dismiss it. And people notice that about me. And I'm just like quick, like shitting them down. And I'm like, no, I just need to learn how to say, oh, thank you. And that's it. And not say anything else. So I'm definitely working progress.
She says, love yourself. And so this is what I'm going to leave with you to think about as you go through this. Cause that was all very, it's so true when we're going through this kind of stuff. And if you found someone right now that you felt was the one, and you complete this evolution where you begin to love yourself and appreciate yourself and really become who you're supposed to become, that person's not going to feel the same to you, right? Because you'll be different. So it's like you have to complete this process before somebody can come to you. So it's like you're in a catch-22. If you want to open up the door to bring somebody in, you have to complete this evolution. I'm going to put it to you a little simpler. How can you bring somebody to love you if you don't love yourself, right? So you've got to go through a process of loving you unconditionally. There's no guilt. There's you don't feel anything. When people leave us, it's time for them to leave. Take no guilt, no survivor's remorse, no anger. Work through all that stuff so you get into a space where you look at yourself in the mirror. Now, I don't want you to be a narcissist, Evelyn, but you should at least love yourself because you deserve it. You work hard. You're a good person. You do good things. If you were your best friend, wouldn't you want you to have good things?
Yes. Right?
Love yourself like you were your best friend. And stay on, listen to the rest of the show, because I have something as a gift to people who listen to the show tonight that is right up the alley of what you need. I hope that was helpful. If you need some, you know, please reach out to me. I think that you would benefit from like a deep dive cleansing standpoint, if that's something that you're up for. You can reach out to me. But in the meantime, hang tight and listen for the gift that is being offered at the end of the show, so that you can redeem your gift, because I think it'll be helpful for you, and it will be free. So a gift is free. There's no charge for a gift, right? Okay, Evelyn.
Well, thank you so much. That was very lovely. It was. It was great advice, and I'll keep listening, and thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful deal. Thank you so much for being so open and willing to go through that process over the air, Evelyn. That was really cool. So much truth around the need to like get in the heart and really love yourself. I'm going to share a story with you in the spirit of Halloween and stuff before I take the next call. Some of you who are here maybe have listened to me before and know that I lost my mother last year. And it was a hard loss. And one of the things that came out of the conversation was connecting with my niece, my brother's daughter, who is in need of a mentor. And she had left messages. And I hadn't called her back because I was kind of distracted. And she had left me a message and I hadn't called her back, and I was going to call her back, you know, that thing where you go, I'm going to call you back. I'll call her back. And day one, when I was supposed to call her back, I didn't call her back. I couldn't find my car keys. So I had to use my spare keys. Like, where the heck did I put my car keys? And day two, I didn't call her back, and I couldn't find my glasses, my reading glasses, which I really need in the functions of my daily work. With a little tiny writing on everything, I could not find my glasses. I had to go buy a pair of glasses. Could not find my glasses. Day three, mind you, I hadn't put two and two together yet, right? Day three, I had not called my niece, and I couldn't find my ID. I had my wallet. My wallet did not have my identification in it. Like, where did I put my identification? And I was in my room, and I was putting some things away, and I saw a picture of my mom, and I looked at it, and I kind of stumbled and fell. And when I stumbled and fell, I was like, I should call my niece. And I picked up the phone. I called my niece. When I spoke to my niece, we had a great conversation. As soon as I hung up, I put my phone down, and my keys were sitting on the desk where I put my phone. I reached in my purse, and I found my glasses. I mean, you guys get where I'm going? And so I'm like, I get it. Thank you, Mom. I called your granddaughter and everything is fine. And it was a powerful moment of clarity for me. And they're around you. They play with you and they give you hints and it was an important phone call that I needed to make, and I'm glad that I made it, and it would have been unfortunate if I didn't make it because she was really feeling the need for support. So if anybody has a story like that, feel free to share. I'm going to take the next caller. Good evening. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I hope things are well with you at your end and you're sorting everything out.
Yes, yes, yes. Things are going pretty good over here. Where are you at? Where are you calling from?
I'm in California, also in the Bay Area. So,
okay.
Yeah, I smelled the smoke as well.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's pretty heavy,
know,
isn't it?
You can only, I can only say a prayer for just everyone to be safe and let the fires be at bay. You know?
Yes, absolutely. And as I said earlier, it's part of the cleansing process. And if we just mm-hmm. take a deep breath and be in the positive light, and anybody who's listening, if they say evacuate, please evacuate. That's what I tell everybody. We can recreate, we can rebuild, we can create anything. What can I do for you this evening, Miranda?
Yeah, well, I'm wondering if we can maybe connect to my father-in-law if possible. If he can, I'm hoping he can give me some guidance.
We could definitely try. Sometimes connecting to the loved ones over the radio like this is difficult, but I'm happy to try. Mm-hmm. What's his name?
His name is Jesse.
Okay, Jesse. So we're going to reach out, try to connect to Jesse, Miranda's father-in-law. So I get ringing in my ears. I only get that. Really, really warm too. So I get a presence of someone who very headstrong, that has strong opinions about things. There's something happening in your space that you're not controlling so much. I don't know if that makes mm-hmm. sense. Something that you kind of have to grab and get control of. And I'm feeling, you're telling me that Jesse is his name. I'm feeling like somebody's like, almost like their foot down, like you have to take control. So this is the energy that's here now, very commanding energy. That's what I've tapped into. So my question for you is, does that sound familiar?
Something that I need to take control of?
Does the energy sound familiar? Not the situation. This is what came to me as I was. Does it sound familiar?
No.
Okay, because that's the energy that I got, and I got a lot of ringing in my ears for that. That's the energy that I get when I connect to, when you say Jesse, mm-hmm. you say father-in-law, mm-hmm. connect to somebody mm-hmm. that wants to take a stand, wants to stand for what's right,
mm-hmm.
and wants something to be resolved. Something is unresolved. I keep hearing
something
that over and
definitely,
over.
Yeah, something is definitely unresolved. There are a couple. Few things. So that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. But you no, the way I'm sorry, maybe perhaps I misinterpreted what you said, like that something that I need to take control of. And I'm in a position where I can't take control. It's like I'm not in a position, I don't have the power. It's like, but there are definitely things that are not resolved.
That's probably why he's frustrated. But it feels like you're the only person that can take control over it in terms of, I'm just going to say what's coming is like the mm-hmm. sane mind. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what I'm getting.
No,
like,
I'm not the only, I think there's one more person in the family who has a very sane mind usually.
But that's not what the energy that I'm tapped into. Is you're the only uh-huh. person that can resolve it. That's what I'm
very
getting.
Interesting.
So it's almost like I would say if you can't resolve it, maybe you can influence it. Do you have a connection to the other person that you could influence
This is more like a situation where there are a few things. I mean, one thing is with my daughter, then there's another thing. My house is on the market, which I have no control over, but I'm looking for an offer. So that's another thing. So, you know,
she's got a lot of stuff. This goes stuck around. So let's back up for a second, Miranda, and let me ask you a question. Why do you want to tap into mm-hmm. Jesse? because that was who you wanted.
I was hoping he could give me some like guidance or clarity, and like, is my house going to sell, or should I not? Should I just forget about it? It's selling this year, and what's happening with my daughter? Was she? I don't know. Like,
got
is she going to find someone
it.
Like a life partner? Because she's very stubborn right now. She wants someone, but she's we don't know what's going on with her.
There's only one thing in all of that that you can control, and that's the control in your space. And so the space with your home, I'll get to in a second, but your space with your daughter, that's the foot stomping. Where it's just like the stand that Jesse is taking for you is for you to take a deep breath and be the caring person and let her go through her crazy. Because that's what she's going through. She's going through her crazy. She will find someone. It may not be who you want her to find, but she will. But you don't have energy to give to that, because she's going to do what she wants to do. I just keep saying that. She's going to do what she wants to do, right? Whereas you've got stuff to do, because it feels like you've got a lot of stuff flying around right now that you're trying to kind of bring in and put on the table. It's kind of, you're trying to reach out and grab stuff and put it down and calm it down. And that's what Jesse is like. He's like, take control. There's a lot of things that you can take control of. You do have control of stuff. You just don't feel like you have control of stuff, but you do. So the thing with your house, you can set the intent. And the way to set your intent is to connect to however you engage with the energy of the universe, whether you God, the divine spirit, mother, whatever your process is, you need to connect and set your intent. And stay focused on that intent, so that you can get what you want. Right now, everybody's kind of in a state of chaos because of what's going on in the Bay Area right now with the fires and everything. So that's going to delay stuff, but it's not going to make it impossible for you to get what you want. So when do you want to sell your house by? What is your deadline? What are you trying to do here?
I don't have a deadline per se, but I've been at this, it's almost 3 months, and it's just getting frustrating, and I already set the intent, and I was very positive with positive energy, and I, you know, did whatever I could to try to manifest this from, you know, and it hasn't happened, so
it hasn't happened yet. Three months is not a long time. Okay, so one of the things
it was on the market. It was on the market or before as well. That's the thing, and I, didn't sell, and I took it off for a little while and put it back on, and now it's been 3 months again. So it's when you put it all together, it's adding up.
Got
it
you.
It gets a little frustrating. Yeah.
So I'm going to challenge a little bit here as I look at. This because we started with I don't really have a deadline, but then I feel like you do have a deadline. You do have a feeling, you do have a wish that it would happen by a certain amount of time. So what is that?
Yeah, definitely. Well, by the end of the year for sure.
By the end of the
year. I'd love to by November now. I mean,
Well, November is Friday. Okay. So,
I mean, like the end of November.
In 15 minutes, I want to sell my house.
exactly. Right now. This
like as soon as I finish this sentence.
By the end of November would be nice, since I've been waiting a while already.
Okay. So where we're coming from here is that be clear with your deadline when you're attempting to manifest intent. There you absolutely have a deadline. That's okay to say, I have a deadline. I'd like to have this home sold by the end of November. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you also have to have a secondary part to that deadline, because you don't want to sell it for $1.50. You want to sell it for what your asking price is. So you want to sell it for your asking price by the end of November. Those two points are extremely important when you're setting intent. Don't have any, you know, distraction from those two points of clarity. Do you have a deadline? Yes. When is your deadline? November 30th, 2019, that my house is at least in the process of closing. You know, like even if somebody might walk up to your door on the 30th saying, I want to buy this house, perfect. That works. Like it's
exactly,
in the
exactly.
By the 11:59 p.m. on November 30th, 2019, and that I'm going to get at least at minimum my asking price.
Right.
Boom. Those are 2 points of contention. Mm-hmm. The other thing that you want to do with that is you want to let go of anything that you feel or anybody feels or the universe feels may have stopped you, any paralyzing beliefs that have stopped you so far. Mm-hmm. So you have to take yourself through a process. I always give 7 days. Anything more than 7 days is too much time to focus on incomplete or unpleasant things. So I would, all the words and sentences around what is not happening, work through. I no longer believe this is not going to happen. I no longer believe that this is frustrating. I no longer is that kind of process, 3 to 5 minutes a day of first grounding and meditating, getting yourself in a space and then releasing that. And then after the seventh day, don't talk about it anymore. It's only about what we're going to do. And then the final thing is reevaluate the person that's assisting you with this process, your agent or your broker, whoever it is that's assisting you with this process, that making sure that they're engaged at the level that you want to be engaged in, because it feels like you need a different partner. Does that make sense?
The second time around, I got to somebody different. Like the first time I had someone different, this time I have someone different, and I like the one I'm working with now. I feel like this person is putting in the time and, you know, doing whatever they're capable of.
So how connected to this person do you feel?
I like them. I think they're qualified. I think they're sincere.
Some fear from you or from them?
No, I think they're sincere in terms of like the effort, you know, that they've put into this. And I don't know. I don't know. So you're sensing that perhaps I need someone different?
I'm sensing that there is not a strength in belief in the connection. So it's possible that this is just the residual because you've not been happy in the past. I'm just picking up on that. When you go through the process of releasing, you may actually clear that. Because if you believe the person is capable, if you believe this person has got everything that they need, if you believe this person can do all the stuff that they need to do, they're just you and they're just getting in there and just digging in, then it's just the residual from the other experience.
Yeah.
We have to let that other experience go. So that process of releasing, release that person, forgive them, thank them for their time. Because they're good at what they did. It just didn't work for you, right? So thank them for their time and send them back. Say, thank you, I release you. So that the person that's attaching to you now to help you gets a clean, clear attachment so that they can take you and move forward with you. And if you do those things, it'll move faster for you. And I feel pretty confident that you'll come to a conclusion that you're happy with. I do see it coming to a conclusion that you're happy with. It's just the flow. I talk about the flow. Your flow is interrupted. Just get your flow back into a positive process and then let it go. Don't think about it anymore.
Right.
The state that you should be in every day is this is selling. So I think I need to go to the store today and buy some apples. You know, don't think about it. Make sure that the person that you're working with is communicating with you and then you're good to go. So that's what I would like you to do. And if you want to, you can tap into me and let me know how it goes. It's going to be rough here for about a week minimum because we've got some things to resolve here just in the Bay Area system mess because we've got fires and all kinds of stuff. And that delays everything because everybody's focused on that. And so just be okay with that. It's a good time to do some release work. Okay?
Right. Thank you. Yeah, I will. Thanks very much, Angel. Okay.
I'm going to pray for you. Make sure that you get what you need. All right.
Oh, I appreciate that. Yeah. Say a prayer. Thank you.
All righty. You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Real quick, I'm going to take the next caller, but I want to make sure I remind you, I promised that I was going to have something for you at the end of the show, and I will. So if you're still listening, hang tight. Because I'm going to give you the instructions on what there is to do to get your free gift from me tonight. So let's take that next call. Angel. I hear myself in the background.
Hi, Angel.
I'm going to turn the radio down a little bit.
Hi. Hi, Angel.
Hi, who am I speaking to?
Melissa, Colorado.
Melissa, where are you calling from?
Colorado.
Colorado.
You turn your radio down. Yes. Hi, Angel. How
are
you doing?
I'm doing outstanding.
How are you tonight?
Oh, wonderful. I listen to your inspirational. You really do help people. Very nice.
Oh, thank you.
So, did you take my call? I have a question. New male friend, which I was not even looking at him. I was not even paying attention to him. I was completely ignoring him. He has literally figured me out because he's my colleague. And he constantly needs my attention when we are working, like every other minute.
Okay.
So, I want to know what are his intentions. I mean, maybe
his first name.
Luis.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Oh my
So I got Luis. I'm looking at him.
You are.
And I'm still hearing myself in the background. Oh, okay, there we go. I see him having this attraction. I see him have an attraction. Oh, did I lose you? I think I lost her. So I don't know if you hung up, but I will finish what I was saying, and you can go ahead and pick up on it. But for Luis, I see that there's both an attraction and a fascination. And it's not normal for him to have both the attraction and the fascination, where he's fascinated by you and he wants to get to know you. Usually it's just the passion that drives him, so it's a little confusing. That's what I see. Hopefully, you know, if you want to get in touch with me, you can reach out to me on a separate, after the call and after the show, rather, and I can try to get you some more information. But that's what I saw. I'm going to take the next caller, if I can here. Hi, this is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. My name is Benita. How are you?
I'm great, Benita. How you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
North Carolina's kind of late, isn't it?
It is. It is. Almost midnight.
She's like, I hang out late. What could I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm looking to see if I should move or not to a new place.
To move or not to move? That is the question. Okay, here we go. So moving. So, you know, I get a lot of physical, sometimes I'll get some physical responses when people connect, and I'm getting warm again. I got warm earlier this evening, and it's really, really warm. And, you know, like a nervousness, like, you know, like you get the butterflies in your stomach when you're about to do something. You're not sure if it's what you're going to do or you're excited about it. And this feeling that I'm feeling right now is a feeling of anticipation and excitement, like a young person to something new. It's time to do something new, Benita. It's time to move on to the next adventure. That's what I'm getting for you. And it's not a scary time. It's an exciting time. But it is also unnerving. So it's time to change. It looks like a job and a location, and some other things in your life are going to be changing over the course of going into the year 2020. So your question is, should I move or should I not move? And I think that was a kind of like a slow foot into asking a bigger question, which is around, is it time to shift my life? And the answer is yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so the hints and the messages and the little signs that you've been seeing here and there that that's all real. So it's time. And it feels like you've been working towards this and asking for this. And now it's here. It's time. And it's a good thing, right? Maybe?
Yes. Yeah, it's a little unnerving. Yeah, it's a little unnerving moving in with my boyfriend, with my kids. So that's
That's what I saw. It's kind of hard to just say it on the radio because I'm not sitting in front of you, because like I felt like, you know, it could be the wrong thing to say but I felt like there was a relationship, there was a family unit. You're going, it's a big step, but it's the right step. This is the right step. And in what I'm seeing when I look at Benina, is I see you strong, independent, all that good, yummy stuff, and you want it. But then now that it's being offered, you're like, oh, but what am I going to give up? You're going to give up nothing. You're going to gain something so much more stronger. This is a good match. This is a good situation, and you are very lucky. And I think you know that. I think you know that.
Yeah.
Do you know that? But you're just nervous. It's okay to be nervous.
Yeah.
It's okay to be nervous. If you weren't nervous, it wouldn't be worth having. Right?
That's one way of looking at it. Yeah, absolutely.
So just know that it will be different. There will be some chaos. There will be children acting out. You're going to get all of that. And that doesn't mean anything. That's just what it looks like in the beginning. So don't feel anything. And there's some things that you've got that you want to do around your own career and your own life. Continue to do that focus. Things will open up. Things are going to start to open up for you as you go into 2020. Once you guys get all settled and all together. But it looks beautiful. It looks great. I got nothing. Okay. I mean, you got something that you specifically want to know, because it looks great. It looks like this is the move that you've been wanting to have happen. And the other individual, what's the first name?
Ronald. Yeah.
Ron, okay. What about Ronald? Okay. So strong. Do you know the image that they showed me? It's a image with some words, and it's like, behind every great man, there's a great woman. Next to every great emperor is the empress, and that's the two of you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Someone today, I've been dating him for like 5 years, and someone told me today that they know that he's married. He's been married for like the last 2 years, and I don't see that,
but I did see when I looked at your energy that there was someone attached to one of you that is not in the picture, but is still some energy there. That's why I was hesitant, because I wasn't sure if it was what there is to say. So you want to hear that message and know that there's a conversation, but it's not the conversation that you think it is. So that's a real conversation, because you need to know that, and you guys need to talk about it, but it's not as detrimental as you think it is. But it is, you know, he's afraid to talk to you about it, because he doesn't want to cause any kind of riff or any kind of a problem. So there is a conversation that needs to be happened, but it doesn't look like that's something that's an issue. It just looks like that's something that's a conversation. You know, we women, we want to know everything. We want to know it in detail. We don't like finding out about stuff from other people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the fact of knowing that, you know, I mean, if indeed he is married, then that means, you know, I've been dating a married man for like the last 3 years. I mean, that's that sucks. Like that like gives, I mean, like that makes me feel like really bad, because I would never want to do something to hurt another woman. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. So what you want to do in terms of your specific need to your spiritual connection is you want to make sure that you are healing with yourself. You want to make sure that you connect and heal with yourself and know that you did everything that you could and you didn't do anything out of intent. And like I said, I don't see there being an issue today. I do see there being a need for a conversation from the past. So you guys have known each other for 5 years, and there were a couple of years that you guys need to talk about for sure. And that's all they're showing me. But you have nothing that you need to be concerned about in terms of what you've done that you have any responsibility for, except for your own judgment for yourself. Because if I'm with you and I tell you XYZ and you believe me and it turns out it's ABC, you have no responsibility to that. That's that person's responsibility. Yeah. But you have feelings about it, right?
Yeah.
So you have to manage your feelings, because even if you guys talk and it turns okay and you guys get past it, you will continue to engage with him through the filter of those feelings. So you have to deal with those feelings. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just don't want to move with someone that I think is, you know, we're like talking about marriage, we're talking about, you know, the rest of our lives, and then on the other hand, I'm looking at he's married and he's telling me this stuff. Like it's not like it I'm unbalanced and I'm nervous because
understood.
I just need to find out proof, and so I'm trying to find out proof to get a marriage license, or, you know, and then I, you know, how do I confront the other person? I mean, you know, it's a lot going on.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you just a couple things to chew on, and at the end of the day, you need to do what's best for you. So I pulled a couple of cards out of, I have an angel deck here that I play with when I'm on the radio. And it's Dorian Virtue's Archangel Oracle card deck. And three cards came up. One was peace, the other is courage, and the other one was spiritual understanding. So the message that I would leave you with is that, number one, this is going to turn out, and it's going to turn out in a way that you're going to be at peace with. There's the angels, the divine, all the energies around you are supporting you and encouraging you that this is not as intense as it feels because of what this person told you, that you have to have courage. And you have to have a belief system. You have to trust. You have to trust in God. And you have to trust in the people that you care about. And spiritual understanding, the only person in terms of spiritual truth that you can confront is Ron. It's not appropriate for you to try to confront anybody else, because the person who has a commitment to you is Ron. And that's the person you need to have a conversation with. Just have a conversation with him to understand what happened, what was said, and why it was said. And if he tells you his position and you believe him, accept it and then move on. If you don't believe him, that's fine too, because it's your life. You can do what you need to do, but trust is the message for you right now. And I'm not a big fan of cheaters and all that. I'm always one that tells people, you know, it's time for you to move on, girl. That's kind of who I am. I'm notorious for that. But that's not what I'm feeling. That's not what I'm getting when I look at this particular energy. And that's not what I got from the start. That's not what I, you know, what I saw after you shared that. I looked at it again and I didn't see that. I didn't see that in this moment today that's an issue. It may have been an issue well in the past, and you guys have to talk about it.
Okay.
But I'm just not seeing it being an issue now. So you're being asked to kind of disconnect yourself from what other people are saying and spend some time with just you and the divine source in however you connect to in your daily practice or meditate or just breathing and getting into a space of calm and release. And I would encourage you to have the conversation about what you say if it was true. What would you say to this person, this other person, this person that is the spouse, if it was true, so that you can release this guilt, because it's guilt that's like wrapped around you and you're guilty for something you haven't done. Even if it's true, you haven't done it because there was no intent. There was not even knowledge, right? So you didn't do anything.
Right.
So you're feeling guilty and you're operating through this filter of guilt, and you can't gain anything when you operate through guilt. Guilt is one of those energies that's just as bad as any other negative energy, because it's just not a good energy to operate from. So you have to release it. So you need to heal yourself of that and just spend some time, just like the other young lady I was talking to. I usually give 5 to 7 days just sitting down and just journal it if you need to. Just pretend like if I were to have a conversation with this other woman, what would I say? And just write it all out. Just let it just write. Do that for 5 to 7 days so you can just get rid of it. And then once you do that, then start doing kind of a connective flow from there. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm going to pray for you and send you some wonderful energy. And I would love to hear how it goes. I'm hoping that you'll have the ability to generate through the space of courage and hope to kind of take the steps that you need to take. But the one thing I want to make sure I stress is the most important thing is your happiness and the children's happiness. If you choose to walk away, girl, walk away. If you choose not to walk away, don't walk away, but do what's best for you and know that if you do walk away, God will provide you somebody else because he promised you he would. So I don't want you to feel anything other than empowerment for who and what you are, because you're the Empress, right? You are the Empress. There you go. I love it. That was awesome. I love it. All right, my dear. Let me know how everything goes, okay?
Okay, we'll do. Thank you so much.
Welcome. God bless you. Take care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
North Carolina. My brother lives in North Carolina. My brother with the beautiful niece that I forgot to call, but I finally did call her. So we're almost to the end of the show. Thank you so much for everybody who called in. If you did not reach out to me and I didn't reach me on the phone, don't hang up. A lot of people, they do that. Oh, man, they hang up and you're going to miss what I have for you, because you'll be able to benefit from this too. So thank you very much for coming back to the call. I'm going to be back tomorrow as we relaunch our Spirit Talk Radio. We don't have a guest, so I will be back tomorrow night on Spirit Talk Radio. So if you missed me on today's call, you can call back and catch me tomorrow. So I have something for you. I promised you I had something for you. So everyone who listened to the radio tonight, and this is Monday, October 28th, and it's only going to be today or through tomorrow morning in case you have to go to bed, because I know some of you it's very late. But for those of you who are listening to the rebroadcast, I am not going to be able to honor this one aspect of the gift. I have two gifts for you. Gift number one, on my website, I have what I'm calling my special love offering. It is an excerpt from my Manifest Big Love program, and it is my Love Yourself tool. You go in, join my mailing list. I'm going to send you this copy of this workshop. It is normally a $180 value, and it will be absolutely free to you, free of charge. Go to angelthackermedium.com and join the mailing list. I will post that after the show, so give me a couple minutes to post that. In addition to the gift that I have for you that you'll get for joining the mailing list, I'm also going to give you a 3-card free reading because you joined the mailing list. I'm going to repeat that, a free 3-card angel reading. So what you're going to do is join the mailing list. I am going to send you the link with the information, and in response to that, you are going to send me some details, which I will ask for, and in the next 48 hours, I'm going to send you an email with your free 3-card reading. So angelthackermedium.com, if you want your free reading, send that in. Otherwise, I will see you on the other side. Thank you so much. God bless. Take care. I hope you all have a fantastic Halloween, and I will talk to you soon. Good night.
It's time to wake up. Tap into your deepest soul connection and awaken what is possible in your life. I'm Angel, the belly dancing medium, and your soul journey medium. I believe that each of us has the ability to access the divine connection.